With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Wintry weather continues to batter many parts of the nation.
In the East Coast, schools closed as well as government offices in several states. Over the weekend, at least 600 motorists were stranded in Missouri. Hundreds of car accidents were reported in Virginia, Indiana, Kansas, and Kentucky. Hundreds of flights were also disrupted. Richard Bond with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center says this system has effectively passed. Now another system is on its way.
We are looking at the potential for another system to take shape that could bring wintry weather to parts of Oklahoma, Texas. It's kind of too early to tell how much.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Congress certifies President Trump as the winner of the 2024 presidential election. The process took place Monday with Kamala Harris presiding over a joint session of the House and Senate. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stepped down as head of the Liberal Party Monday after losing favor with Canadians. He's also been at odds with President Trump after he threatened to impose a up to 25% tariff on all Canadian goods if Trudeau did not stop illegal immigrants from crossing into the U.S. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump blasting Biden's decision to ban new offshore oil and gas drilling.
Acting in the 11th hour of his administration, President Biden is banning oil and gas drilling in more than 625 million acres of federal waters. He said the drilling could cause irreversible damage and argued that it's unnecessary to meet our nation's energy needs. But Trump told the Salem Radio Network he will reverse the ban.
It's ridiculous. I'll unban it immediately.
He said oil and gas resources are America's greatest economic asset. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Chaplains are providing comfort in New Orleans.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has dispatched clergymen to the city where they are ministering in the wake of the devastating New Year's Day terrorist attack. Spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "This level of violence and hate is unfathomable and heartbreaking, too. It is in this dark hour that our chaplains will offer emotional and spiritual care, the hope and comfort of Jesus Christ to the hurting and broken." The attacker killed more than a dozen people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Rutgers University officials will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with a devastating attack by terror group Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. New York Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is selected to lead the party's effort to defeat Republicans in the 2026 midterm elections. Bob Agnew reports.
As head of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Gillibrand will spend the next 2 years striving to return her party to the Senate majority. To do that, she'll have to win enough seats to topple the GOP's current advantage of 53 seats against 45 Democrats and two independents that caucus with Democrats. Her top targets for flips will be Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. Bob Agner reporting.
A Republican congressman from North California wants an end to federal money for the controversial high-speed rail project. Representative Kevin Kiley said the project should not get more money because it's a failure. He wants federal money to be spent on other transportation projects. The high-speed rail project is many years behind schedule, billions of dollars over budget. More details at SRNnews.com.